on April 27, 1945, in a tiny apartment behind Bella's Market, Frederick August Kittle Jr. is born. Named for his father, a white German baker who sometimes visits with bread in his hand, but mostly is not around. Now, Freddie walks down Wiley Avenue with his mother, Daisy Wilson, past barbers, butcher shops, bakeries, where people speak Italian, Hebrew, or Greek, their unique voices blending like an orchestra. Their smells, corned beef, lamb, okra, fettuccine, making his small mouth water. Summer nights in the backyard, Daisy plays card games with the neighbors as someone strums a guitar, their laughter drifting over children playing dodgeball and stickball, loading the bases. Freddie plays, but he's an observer too, always watching and listening. When night falls and the children are called inside, he notices how most of them have a mother and a father to tuck them in, but not Freddie. Instead, with just a sixth grade education and a job cleaning other people's homes, Daisy reads to him at night, filling him up with stories, words, and hope. If you can read, you can do anything. You can be anything. Breaking the code. Loops and lines in long, neat rows. But what do they mean? Mother reads. She knows. He likes to turn the pages, feel the lightness of paper. Look here, Freddie, she says, pointing to labels. His eyes follow her finger to the shelf, his mouth sounding them out. Soup, tomato, rice, beans. He is smart, curious. He is 4. One morning on the way out the door, he spies sister's school book open on the floor. The sun's light brings the leaves out. And suddenly the loops and lines begin to mean. Each day after, he practices. Textbooks, newspapers, street signs, clothing labels, drinking the words in faster and faster. By the time he turns 5, he even reads breakfast. Golden yellow and ready to spread. Parquet. Strawberry jam. Smucker Company. The brand you can trust. Hosts Grape Nuts Flakes. It's Hopalong Cassidy's favorite whole wheat cereal. Mother stops her washing. She looks at the table, then back at her word-loving son. Get your coat, Freddie. We're going out. Wiley Avenue Branch, Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh. Tall walls, big windows, people sitting at long tables, whispering. Rows and rows and rows of shelves.